This is News Talk, your AI curated top stories on tech, business, politics, and world events. Stay ahead in just 5 minutes every day. Starting with today's first topic, the Indian government is taking significant steps to enhance electronics design within the country. In an ambitious move, the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, also known as MITWI, has started consultations with prominent companies and industry groups. Their focus? To develop policies that will encourage leading electronics manufacturers, including giants like Apple, to design more of their products right here in India. This initiative has seen MITWI engaging in discussions with key trade associations, notably the ICEA. This association boasts members such as Apple, Vivo, and Oppo, alongside other major global electronics firms. It's a clear push towards making India a hub for electronics design, opening up new opportunities for innovation and development in the sector. Moving to the next topic. Breaking news. Ranjan Pai and Axis Bank are in the early stages of discussions to invest in the gold loan startup, Rupeek. The investment, involving Pai's investment office, Claypond Capital, and Axis Bank, is part of a deal that could be valued between $200 million to $250 million. Moving to next topic. Praviz, founded by former Monspresso executives Vishal Gupta and Prashant Sinha, acquires a stake in AdTech gaming platform Streamo. This strategic move targets India's booming gaming industry, with a focus on the Gen's demographic. Mava Pharma has secured a significant boost, receiving a 1,000 crore rupees investment from Morgan Stanley Private Equity Asia and India Life Sciences Fund, IV. This substantial funding has granted them a controlling interest, marking a pivotal moment for healthcare innovation. Moving to our last topic, Dementia's strategic triumph, securing 22 crore Indian rupees boost from loyal investors in D2C Men's Fashion Sphere. Dementia, a D2C men's clothing brand, has successfully raised 21.62 crore Indian rupees, approximately $2.5 million, in a Series B extension. This funding round saw participation from Matrix Partners, Sama Capital, Whiteboard Capital, and a 91 emerging fund, bringing the total funds raised to over $25 million. Download our app to stay ahead. Read and listen to short summarized news in multiple languages. Only on the News Talk app.